USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is again defending the levels of coronavirus testing across the nation. He tweeted this morning that the U.S. has tested more people than any other country and argued the media does nothing but complain. States are beginning to reopen as the coronavirus pandemic pushes into another month. Many states are taking a very cautious approach, though, with no changes planned until leaders are confident their outbreak is easing. On the U.S. economy and when it might bounce back, President Trump said at a briefing last evening,
"You're going to see a big rise in the third, but you're going to see an incredible fourth quarter, and you're going to have an incredible next year."
Stocks surging at the opening bell today on Wall Street. The Dow up more than 350 points at times, a day after finishing more than 350 points higher at the close. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer saying the Trump administration has been, in his words, an abject failure at implementing the bipartisan measures Congress had passed to try to help fight the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on MSNBC this morning, he said when Congress returns next week, there should be oversight hearings to question how the policies have been implemented. Ohio's postponed primary is set to happen today, a mail-in-only election during this ongoing coronavirus outbreak. The original election date was March 17th. But Governor Mike DeWine and the state's health department slammed the door on that because of the growing public health emergency. Hot dog maker Nathan's Famous, the latest big company to return a Paycheck Protection Program loan. The New York-based company had received a loan of about $1.2 million to that popular small business aid program. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Federal lawmakers are heading back to D.C. soon. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The House and Senate will return to Washington, D.C. next Monday after an extended recess amid the coronavirus pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will modify its routines but will not try to legislate long distance anymore. Now, when it comes to the House and Senate working on another stimulus package, according to White House economic advisor Kevin Hazlett, it has to be a bipartisan bill.
To get to that last phase, the growth phase, Larry Kudlow calls it, then we're going to need more legislation. For the next 3 or 4 months, there's going to be so much startlingly bad economic data because of the shutdown that I think that policymakers, like they have been, should be able to come together in a bipartisan way and make, you know, smart moves.
Hazlett speaking outside the White House. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Pentagon is declassifying three previously leaked top-secret Navy videos that show what it refers to as unexplained aerial phenomena. They were released to, in the words of a Navy official, clear up misconceptions by the public on whether or not the footage that has been circulating was real or whether or not there is more to the videos. However, the phenomena is still listed as unidentified. The videos captured what fighter pilots saw on their video sensors during training flights in 2004 and 2015. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.